Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
In Judah, God is known. His name is great in Israel. In Salem also is his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. There he broke the arrows of the bow, the shield, and the sword of battle. You are more glorious and excellent than the mountains of prey. The stout-hearted were plundered. They have sunk into their sleep, and none of the mighty men have found the use of their hands. At your rebuke, O God of Jacob, both the chariot and the horse were cast into a deep sleep. You yourself are to be feared, and whom may stand in your presence. When once you are angry, you cause judgment to be heard from heaven. The earth feared and was still. Then God arose to judgment to deliver all the oppressed of the earth. Amen for that. Surely the wrath of man shall praise you. With the remainder of wrath you shall gird yourself. Make vows to Yah, your God, and pay them. Let all who are around him bring presents to him who ought to be feared. He shall cast off the spirit of princes. He is awesome, awesome, breathtaking, magnificent, wonderful. He is awesome to the kings of the earth. I have read to you Psalm 76 in its entirety, the majesty, raw power of God in judgment. Chief, let's have a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, thank you for this beautiful day in Detroit, Michigan. Thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, as is happening in other states of the United States of America. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for removing all oppressors out of Detroit, Michigan this day. We sheep humble ourselves and give you thanks for sane, sound mind, excellent health, courage, family, love, patience, awakening our mind out of this deep sleep. Thank you for education and prosperity in all things. In your son's name, amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. Sabbath is observed starting Friday evening to Saturday evening. I will say Happy Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, for those who celebrate. I have been invited, but due to lack of transportation, I will not attend your service today. I appreciate that. Now, see, what I want you to do is follow me to Isaiah, the 35th chapter, and we're going to pick up reading there. First, I want you to have your New King James Version of the Bible, your pen or pencil, paper. Now, follow me to Isaiah chapter 35. And we will read from there. This is where we left off. Chapter 35 is called The Future Glory of Zion. Verse 1. The wilderness and the wasteland shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice, even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it. The excellence of Carmel and Sharon, they shall see the glory of Yah, the excellence of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make them the feeble knees. Feeble means weak or frail. Let me read verse 3 again. It says, strengthen the hands and make firm the feeble knees. So, excuse me, verse 4, as to those who are fearful hearted, be strong, do not fear. Behold, your God will come with vengeance and with, excuse me, let me start reading verse 4 again. Say to those who are fearful hearted, be strong, do not fear. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense. That's retribution of God. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened. Now we're walking around with our eyes opened, but we are blind. And the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. We can hear, but we're not paying attention. Our ears are going to be unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the dumb sings. The waters shall burst forth in the wilderness and streams in the deserts. The parched ground, parched means dried up or baked land, shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitations of jackals, where each lay, and a jackal is a wild dog, there shall be grass and reeds. Reeds are plants, and rushes. Rushes are prickly plants, like you see on the stems of roses. Verse 8, the highway shall be there and a road, and it shall be called the highway of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for others. Whoever walks the road, although a fool, shall not go astray. Amen to that. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous, and ravenous means very hungry beast, and beast is an animal, go up on it. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. So as sheep, we sheep are going to walk there. And the ransom, my other Bible says, rescued of Yah, shall return. So those are the ones who have been removed from Jerusalem or Zion. We descendants, and I say we because after reading this Bible for a while, I have begun to understand that the descendants of Zion are the Africans or African Americans in America. You can agree or disagree with me. Nonetheless, I'm reading from the Bible, and that is what my understanding has come to. Let's read verse 10 again. And the ransom of Yah shall return and come to Zion with singing, with everlasting joy on their heads. they shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Amen. Hallelujah for that. Now, we have come to chapter 36, today's lesson. Sennacherib's boast against Yah. Verse 36. Now it came to pass in the 14th year of King Hezekiah that Sennacherib, king of Assyria, and I want you to know that Assyria is not the same place as Syria. The I'm looking for my notes that I have on that. Syria and Assyria are two different places. Their names are similar. Assyria was an ancient city whose capital was Nineveh. And you'll find that in 2 Kings. Assyria nation ended when Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, empire, captured it during the first year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign. And you'll find that information off a website called La Vista Church of Christ. And I got that information from the computer. So, let's read again, starting at chapter 36, verse 1. Sennacherib's boast against Yah. Now it came to pass in the 14th year of King Hezekiah that Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, came up against all fortified cities of Judah and took them. Then the king of Assyria sent the Rabshakeh, and I'm thinking that a Rabshakeh is one of his ambassadors, with a great army to Laish, to King Hezekiah at Jerusalem, and stood at the aqueducts from the upper pool on the highway to the Fuller's Field. And Eliakim, son of Hilkiah, who was over the household of Shebna the scribe, and Joab, the son of Asher the recorder, came out to him. Then the Rabshakeh said to them, "Say now to Hezekiah, thus says the great king, the king of Assyria, what confidence is this in which you trust? I say, you speak of having counsel and strength for war, but they are vain words." Vain means to be useless. "Now, in whom do you trust that you rebel or resist against me? Look, you are trusting in the staff of this broken reed, Egypt, on which if a man leans, it will go into his hand and pierce it. So is Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to all who trust in him. But if you say to me, 'We trust in the Lord our God,'" the Rabshakeh wants them to trust in their God. "It is not he." Let me start reading verse 7 again. "But if you say to me, 'We trust in the Lord our God,' is it not he who high places and whose altars Hezekiah has taken away and said to Judah and Jerusalem, 'You shall worship before this altar'? Now, therefore, I urge you, give a pledge to my master, the king of Assyria, and I will give you 5,000 horses, if you are able on your own part to put riders on them. So that's a condition. Verse 9. How then will you repel one captain of the least of my master's servants and put your trust in Egypt for chariots and horsemen? Have I now come up without the Lord against the land to destroy it? The Lord said to me, and he's talking about Assyria's Lord, go up against the land and destroy it. Then Eliakim, Shebnah, and Joah said to the Rabshakeh, please speak to your servants in the Aramaic language, for we understand it. And do not speak to us in Hebrew in the hearing of the people who are on the wall. But the Rabshakeh said, has my master sent me to your master and to you to speak these words and not to the men who sit on the wall, who will eat and drink their own waste with you? Then the Rabshakeh stood and called out with a loud voice in Hebrew and said, hear the words of the great king of Assyria. Thus says the king, do not let Hezekiah deceive you, for he will not be able to deliver you, nor let Hezekiah make you trust in Yah, saying, Yah will surely deliver us. Thus the city will not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. Do not listen to Hezekiah. For thus says the king of Assyria, make peace with me, buy a present, and present and come out to me. And every one of you eat from his own vine, and every one from his own fig tree, and every one of you drink the water of his own cistern. His cistern is like a well, or perhaps a pitcher. Verse 17, until I come and take you away to a land like your own, a land of grain and new wine, a land of bread and vineyard. Beware, lest, and lest means to avoid a risk, Hezekiah persuade you, saying, Yah will deliver us. Has any one of the gods of the nations delivered its land from the hand of the king of Assyria? Where are the gods of Hamath and Arpad? Where are the gods of Sepharvaim? Indeed, I have delivered Samaria from my hand. Who among all the gods of the land have delivered their countries from my hand, that Yah should deliver Jerusalem from my hand? But they held their peace and answered him not a word, for the king's commandment was, do not answer him. Then Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, who was over the household, Shebnah the scribe, and Joah the son of Asher, the recorder, came to Hezekiah with their clothes torn and said to him the words of the Rabshakeh. I'm checking my clock on the wall to see how much time I have, since I have had technical difficulty this morning. Let's start reading chapter 37. Isaiah assures deliverance. Chapter 37. And so it was when King Ahab heard, King Hezekiah heard it, that he tore his clothes, covered himself with sackcloth, and went into the house of Yah. Then he sent Eliakim, who was over the household, Shabna the scribe, the elders and the priests, covered with sackcloth, to Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz. And they said to him, "Thus says Hezekiah, this day is a day of trouble and rebuke and blasphemy, for the children have come to birth, but there is no strength to bring them forth. It may be that Yah, your God, will hear the words of the Rabshakeh, whom Master, the king of Assyria, has sent to reproach the living God, and will reprove the words which Yah," reprove means to criticize, "your God has heard. Therefore, lift up your prayer for the remnants that is left." So the servants of King Hezekiah came to Isaiah, and Isaiah said to them, "Thus shall you say to your master, thus says Yah, do not be afraid of the words which you have heard, with which the servants of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me to speak against. Surely I will send a spirit upon him, and he shall hear a rumor and return to his own land, and I will cause him to fall by the sword of his own hand." We'll stop right there, sheep, and we'll pick up next time there. Let's have a closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, thank you for keeping the evil one away from us always. We give that prayer in your son's name. Amen. I want you, sheep, to purchase my two books from Amazon.com, The Passing and The Broken Plant. My name, you can get those on your iPad within 5 minutes of purchase. Remember, take God, our Heavenly Father, with you, and if it's God's will, I'll be with you next time. Also, I want you to get the names of my books are called The Passing and The Broken Plant. Also, I want you to purchase the book How to Eat and Live Longer by Dr. Reginald Eaty, and you can get that by going to www.eatandlivelonger.com. Talk with you next time, Shane.